Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonzer as we talk about beef demand in just a moment.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
We don't need another predator loan in Oklahoma. House Bill 1913 creates a new way for predator lenders to take advantage of seniors and vulnerable Oklahomans. AARP Oklahoma supports financial security and independence for all as we age. But House Bill 1913 will just create another debt trap with a new loan with an outrageous annual interest rate of 204%. Help stop the debt trap. Tell your senator to vote no on House Bill 1913. For more information, visit aarp.org/OK.
Over the last several cattle on feed reports, placements have been up, but so have marketings. And really, that marketings number is one to really consider when you look at the last several reports. They've been very strong as far as those numbers are concerned, suggesting that we're continuing to pull cattle ahead. We're staying current in our feedlots, and that is always an indication of pretty good beef demand. Domestically and also internationally. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer says that international market looks pretty good right now, both on an immediate basis, but especially when you take a big picture look at selling beef into the international marketplace.
We do have an opportunity on the global front, is Australia is not, you know, producing and exporting as much as before. So there's some positive leverage there. There's some, I'm just going to call it positive media tone from the prospects of getting beef into China. We have yet to realize any of that, but that's a positive thing just in discussions. So on balance, there's several optimistic things really on the international front, and that's with a U.S. dollar that is far from low. So in the event that improved, that, you know, kind of regardless of trade deals, that would help us move product. So I remain pretty optimistic, maybe not week to week, but big picture for beef exports out of this country there, as long as collectively on this side of the pond, we recognize the value of trade.
And Dr. Tonzer says it's important to understand that various parts of the beef carcass worth a lot more overseas than they are here at home.
The value of beef tongue and liver and loin and ground beef and roast and hides and the whole sum of the parts is what gives us the total cutout value, what gives us the total live animal value and so forth. We call it derived demand, coming back to the live animal side. That has to be appreciated more than it is today to understand the benefits of trade. Because underneath that story is, it's not like Glenn Tonzer has to consume exact proportions of beef tongue, liver, roast, ground beef, so forth. If I choose not to eat beef tongue and I choose to eat a heck of a lot of steak and ground beef, I have the ability to do that. Markets work. If somebody else in the world, which happens to usually not be in the U.S., eats, quote unquote, more than their share of beef tongue and maybe livers, there's nothing wrong with that either. On balance, if you have that diverse flow of products coming from those diverse carcasses, we can increase the value of the carcass collectively. I would argue that is the role of trade. Appreciating that is essential, not only for today, but just in general, because we sit in an era of, I'll just call it populistic tone, about whether or not globalization is good and so forth. And that's very, very risky with most economists, not even just ag economists, most economists, thinking economic growth and population growth is going to be largely outside the U.S. for the next, you know, 10 to 50 years. The prospects for cattlemen that are listening to me have a lot to do with what's going to be going on outside of North America, not just within North America. And recognizing the economic value of that and the opportunities that come with that is essential. I sound like I'm on a soapbox, and I am a little bit, but I think it's very important that producers recognize that. There's a lot of embedded value in animals today from that trade. I would argue that value is only going to grow in the future, and I have some concerns that that's not fully appreciated. And the analogy I use is, I don't want anybody shooting their toes off. To somewhat make light of this, is I don't have a son or daughter this age yet, but if you are getting ready to greet somebody that's coming to take your child out for prom, you want to impress them. I understand that. As a father, I'll be doing that someday. But you probably want to do it in a smart way. So it's okay if you go and you bark hard, or if you carry shotgun, one example you want to use, but don't shoot off your toes, either literally or figuratively. And I honestly think we're doing a little bit of that in some of the rhetoric around trade, and it concerns me. Trade is good. Most people aren't forced to trade. We trade when there is a benefit to trading. So most of the trade is very rational. And the net for cattle producers is you're observing higher cattle prices than you would if we had lower net trade than we do today.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's the annual Limb Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 head, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.